The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a podcast series that explores the world of Taconic High School, from students, staff, school programs, and all of the great things that happen here each day.
And welcome to Up on Taconic. I am Ms. Schwartz, and I teach English to multilingual students here at Taconic. I'm excited to be guest hosting a very special episode with three of my students, Paul, Nayeli, and Khadija. Before they introduce themselves, I'd like to give you a little overview of our program and our topic for today. I currently teach a total of 35 students, ranging from beginners to intermediate and some advanced. And 75% of my students are Spanish-speaking, and the remaining 25% speak French, Punjabi, Portuguese, Chui, Wolof, Nzema, and possibly more. As you will find out, some students learning English already know two or more languages. One of my favorite parts of the job is learning from students about their culture and life experiences. Today, we will explore some topics we generated in response to our free writing activities and class discussions this week. Before we do introductions, I would also like to say that this is our very first time podcasting. Although I am an avid listener of podcasts myself, being on this end of the microphone is a little intimidating, and English is my first language. I'm really proud that Nayeli, Paul, and Khadija are here today. I want to take this moment to remind them that mistakes are okay and a part of learning. Without further ado, let's do introductions. Paul, would you like to start and tell us where you are from, what languages you speak, and how long you have lived in the U.S.?
Hi, my name is Paul Peñafiel. I am from Ecuador. I speak two languages, Spanish and English, and I have lived here for 7 months.
Hello, my name is Nayeli. I am from Mexico. I speak Spanish and English, and I've been living here for 2.5 years.
Hello, my name is Khadija. I'm from Senegal. I speak 3 languages, French, Wolof, and English. I have lived here for 2 years.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to dive into these topics and hear what you have to share. In one of our free write discussions this week, students talked about common misconceptions people in the United States have about their countries. TV shows and movies in the U.S. can have harmful stereotypes or limited representation of certain identities and cultures. There can be a lot of fear and ignorance as a result, and today we are hoping to clear up at least a few misconceptions. Khadija, why don't you start? What are some common misconceptions that people here have about Senegal?
So people in the United States think that Africa is a country, but it's not a country. It's a continent.
Yes, I have heard that one a lot. Can you clarify for our listeners, how many countries are in Africa?
There are 54 countries in Africa.
Wow, okay. And do you know how many different languages are spoken there?
Yes. More than 1,500 languages.
Wow, that is a lot. And how many languages are only just in Senegal?
We have 36, so every culture had their own languages.
Okay, so your Wolof is the language of your culture?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I didn't know that there was that many. So thank you, Khadija. Let's turn to Nayeli. What misconceptions do people here have about Mexico?
People say that Mexico is full of crime, but it's like many other countries.
Okay, so you're saying that there are some areas where there's more crime and then there are other areas with less, like similar to here?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Nayeli. Paul, what misconceptions do people have about Ecuador?
Well, American people here think that everyone from South America is always Mexican.
Okay, yeah, I have heard that one also. Even though many of my students speak Spanish, they all come from different countries and cultures. Paul, can you tell us how many countries are in South America?
They are 12 countries.
Okay. And do you happen to know how many languages are spoken there?
Yes, about 150 languages.
450?
450, yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. My understanding is that there are many indigenous languages spoken throughout South America, kind of similar to what Khadija was saying about Africa. Thank you for sharing. Let's take a quick break, and we will return in a moment. And we are back at Up on Taconic, and we are joined by Khadija, Nayeli, and Paul. So let's dive into some differences between school in your country and school here. Nayeli, can you tell us a little bit about your experience of the public school system in Mexico?
Yes. Public school, it's not free. Everyone has two uniforms, one for gym and one for class. Every student gets 20 points each year. They take away points if your shoes are dirty or if you wear the wrong clothes. If you lose all those points, then you can continue at that school or attend college easily.
Thank you, Nayeli. That sounds like really hard, like things are much more strict. In our class discussion, you mentioned something interesting about textbooks. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah. Teachers are very strict. If they ask for a specific book, you have to get the original one. You can't copy it from other people.
Oh, and that's difficult. And do you use Chromebooks or have access to technology in school?
No, they don't provide that.
So it's a lot of reading and writing and books and stuff like that?
Yeah.
What happens with students who struggle?
Many people do not finish school because it's so expensive, and there are no scholarship opportunities. They often become street vendors. That's why people come here to the United States.
Thank you, Nayeli. That sounds very challenging. I want to bring Paul into the conversation. In our preparation for this discussion, Paul, Nayeli, and I discussed similarities and differences between schools in Mexico and Ecuador. One of the similarities was that you receive a materials list of things you need to pay for to attend school. What kinds of things are on that list?
Well, every student has the responsibility of paying for uniforms, papers, books, notebooks, pencils, rulers, and a funny thing is toilet paper.
Yeah, I couldn't believe that about the toilet paper. It's, wow. Paul, can you tell us a little more about what the public school is like in Ecuador?
Of course. Well, the schedules to attend school are divided between morning and afternoon, plus the teachers move between the classrooms, and the students stay in the same room all day. In addition, every year we have to take 6 unit tests and 2 final exams.
That's interesting, and sounds challenging too. Sounds very rigorous. It's interesting that students can take classes in the morning or afternoon. Is it a choice or does it depend on what grade you're in?
It depends on the alphabet and the letter of your last name. For example, my last name is Penafiel, so I had to attend in the afternoon.
That's lucky. When did school start and end for you?
School started at 12:35 p.m. and ended at 6:45 p.m.
Okay, maybe that's not so lucky after all.
Yeah, some parents agreed with and worry about it being dangerous for students. Plus, most of the students came back to their homes by public transportation, and because of that, because of the schedule, they probably could be hurt by strangers.
Do you have any personal experience with this?
Yes, when I was coming back, the bus changed its route, and I had to stop near a bridge. And when I walked home, because I was near my home, a stranger surprised me and started running towards me, and I had to run. Plus, I was lucky because a park was close to the bridge and I could get near people.
Wow, that sounds scary. I'm sorry that happened to you. Thanks for sharing. Speaking of schedules, Khadija, can you tell us about the school schedule in Senegal?
Yes. Every day in school, school starts at 7:30 and we have first break in the day from 10 to 10:30. The second break is from 12 to 2 p.m. and school ends at 5 p.m.
That would be nice to have a longer lunch break like that. Can you tell us a little more about what school is like in Senegal?
Yes, sure. So school in my country is very difficult. Here we have Chromebooks and we can take notes on our Chromebooks. We can do our assignment in the Chromebooks. But in Africa, you have to write everything in a paper. And also, we have some lesson. It can be 3 to 2 pages, it depends on the lesson. And we have to memorize that. The next day we come, we have to recite everything in the lesson.
Okay, well, I have noticed that you do have really nice handwriting.
Thank you.
Yeah. In our class discussion, you mentioned that there's more homework and the teachers can be pretty strict. Can you tell us a little more about that?
Yes. If you don't recite your lesson the way that they want you to recite that lesson, you might get in trouble. Also, you might get hit.
Wow. Thank you for sharing. There's a lot to think about there and learn here about everyone's educational experiences. It's certainly a mixed bag. Many of my students come here with very strong academic backgrounds that help them transition more easily into life at Taconic. For others, it can be more challenging, depending on their prior access to education. We are going to end the show with a few quick rounds of questions. Paul, would you like to begin?
Why not?
Okay, so we're just going to go around. So after Paul ends, it'll be Nayeli and then Khadija. So what surprised you when you came to the United States?
What surprised me was the texture of snow, because I thought it would be hard like ice and not soft and fluffy.
The kindness of people.
The freedom in school. I think it's too much in the United States.
Okay, thank you. Next question. What do you miss about your country? Nayeli, would you like to start?
Yeah, I miss the homemade food. Like in general.
Khadija?
The community. Everyone older than us, we call them auntie. We don't go by their name, auntie or uncle. We find them respectful.
Thank you. And Paul?
Well, I truly miss Carnival. It was a holiday when I had really fun with my friends. And when I close my eyes, I can still see their happiness on their smiles. And when we bought snacks, we really, really enjoy that time.
Oh, what a beautiful memory. Thank you for sharing. So much to consider as we wrap up our conversation with Khadija, Paul, and Nayeli. We really want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to join us. And we want to thank our listeners on WTBR and for streaming on our podcast sites like Spotify and CastBox. Feel free to reach out to us at taconictv@pittsfield.net for any questions or comments. We hope you will join us again soon, and we'll see you next time on Up on Taconic.
Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced at the Taconic Studio in Pittsfield, MA, featuring Nachali, Paul, Schwartz, and Khadija. The show was produced using state-of-the-art road broadcasting,
equipment and tap in May 2023. Have a great day. Bye.
Muy buenas a todos. Bienvenidos a Open Taconic, una serie de podcasts que explora el mundo de Taconic High School. Desde los estudiantes, el personal, los programas escolares y todas las cosas maravillosas que suceden aquí todos los días.
Y bienvenido a Open Taconic. Soy la profesora Schwartz y enseño inglés a estudiantes multilingües aquí en Taconic. La semana pasada entrevisté a tres estudiantes en inglés sobre sus experiencias escolares en sus países, conceptos comunes erróneos que los estadounidenses tienen sobre ellos, entre otras cosas más. En este episodio adicional, los estudiantes tienen la oportunidad de compartir sus experiencias en el pasado podcast en sus lenguas maternas y es mi turno de practicar un poco mi español. En este episodio escucharán a Ajaxel entrevistando a Paul.
Hola, soy Ajaxel. Paul, ¿podrías decirnos un poco sobre el proceso del podcast y acerca de lo que hablaron?
Bueno, para ser breve, básicamente nosotros platicamos acerca de cómo eran algunas diferencias en la educación en algunos países okay. alrededor del mundo. Por ejemplo, Senegal, México y Ecuador, mi país.
¿Cuál fue el más impactante para ti?
Lo impactante fue lo que Nayeli dijo. Ella en la entrevista, en el podcast, nos dijo que su escuela mexicana. Básicamente nosotros platicamos acerca de algunas diferencias en la educación en muchos países alrededor del mundo. En este caso, Senegal, México y Ecuador.
¿Y cuál fue el caso que más te impactó?
Verás, Nayeli había dicho que en escuelas mexicanas te restaban puntos si tu uniforme no estaba wow. impecable.
Ok. Uh-huh. Ok. ¿Aprendiste algo acerca de otros países que no conocías con anterioridad?
Sí. Por ejemplo, en el caso de una escuela de Senegal, el horario escolar era muy igual o casi muy similar a lo que era aquí en Estados Unidos.
Okay.
Quitando que ellos tenían dos breaks, o sea, dos descansos.
Sí, dos descansos. Uh-huh. Ok. ¿Hay algo sobre lo que desearías haber dicho más en el podcast?
La verdad es que sí. Me hubiera gustado que aclarara un poco más acerca del tema de los papeles higiénicos. Verás, por ejemplo, al inicio del año o alrededor de las matrículas, a nosotros nos daban una lista de útiles, que era un papel con escrito los recursos que íbamos a necesitar en el año lectivo.
Okay.
Y en la parte inferior había como un recordatorio diciendo que nosotros teníamos que cancelar $1 para la compra de un papel higiénico, o sea, por estudiante.
Wow. En mi país, los baños escolares usualmente no tienen papel higiénico, solo tú tienes que traer tus propios papeles higiénicos.
Sí, eso es verdad.
Sí,
sí compartimos casi lo mismo. Verás, hagamos ejemplo de un aula con 20 estudiantes.
Okay.
Entonces, al inicio del año, $20 tenían que ser recaudados para la compra de papel de baño para su uso. Pero ¿sabes lo frustrante?
¿Qué?
Como lo que dijiste. Voy a hablar de mi caso.
Okay.
Yo y algunos compañeros intentamos ir al baño.
Okay.
Pero cuando teníamos que... Ya estábamos ahí en el baño.
Ok.
Jamás había papel higiénico. Y teníamos que ir a la dirección.
Wow.
O aquí, el main mm-hmm. office, para decirnos si nos podían dar un poco de papel higiénico, porque no teníamos.
Después de dar el dinero.
Sí, después de dar el dinero.
Wow. ¿Y qué habilidades aprendiste en la escuela en Ecuador que te han ayudado a adaptarte a la escuela de los Estados Unidos?
Bueno, podría decir que gracias a algunos profesores que tenía allá, aprendí cómo ser perseverante.
Okay.
Cosa que me ayudó aquí.
Sí, funciona mucho.
Sí, funciona demasiado. También tener confianza en mí mismo.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Y eso quiero aclarar. Gracias a la confianza que he tenido conmigo mismo, eso me ha ayudado a conseguir el objetivo que he tenido desde que llegué aquí, que es ir progresando mi inglés poco a poco. Porque
sin miedo, porque si tienes miedo, el miedo acaba todo. Uh-huh.
Exacto.
Ok.
Ok, gracias a Jaxel y Paul por compartirnos todo acerca de lo realizado en el pasado podcast. Sabes, es importante reconocer que muchas habilidades que las personas aprenden en sus países pueden transferirse a la vida, a la escuela aquí en los Estados Unidos.
Realmente queremos agradecerles por tomarse un poco de su tiempo para escucharnos. Y queremos agradecer a nuestros oyentes de WTBR por pasarse por nuestros sitios de podcast como Spotify y Catbox. No duden en comunicarse con nosotros en taconitv@pittsburgh.net para cualquier duda o comentario. Esperemos que vuelva a unirse a nosotros pronto y será hasta la próxima emisión en Up and Taconic. Tengan una maravillosa semana. Abrazos.
Up on Taconic ha sido una producción de Taconic TV y podcast producidos en Taconic Studios en Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Paul y Jaxel y Miss Schwartz. El espectáculo se produjo utilizando equipos Rode Podcasting de última generación y se grabó en mayo del 2023.